Please, Valve, help my friend George tonight.
He never asks for any website donations, Lord. Keeps it running all by himself.
George needs your guidance. Valve, help him, please.
You've got mail.
Oh, Joseph! Joseph!
Yes, Gabe Newell? Master of all things Half-Life?
We've been getting a lot of emails tonight about one of our members. Do you know George?
George? Sure, he's that longtime Counter-Strike clan member. Been playing Half-Life games since, oh, I'd say about 1998.
That's correct. But now he needs our help. And that is why I have sent for one of our low-level moderators from the forums. Clarence, are you here?
I'm here, Mr. Newell. What is your bidding? How may I assist George?
At exactly 10:45 Eastern Time, he's going to be seriously thinking about throwing away my greatest gift.
Oh dear, dear, his Steam account. Then I've only a few hours to stop him.
Now there, wait just a second, Clarence. You can't keep a man from shutting down his website without first knowing something about him. Let's take a look at his life, shall we?
Oh, very well. Well, who's that? And why does he have a black eye?
That's George's little brother. And here comes George now.
Hey, what happened to you?
The guy that school beat me up for playing with dolls.
Why'd you play with dolls?
I was practice operating on it because I want to be a doctor.
Now, all right. Let me show you how to kick their ass at Doom for revenge.
So you see, that's how George's brother became a video game addict. And here's what happened several years later.
Say, George, why don't you play Half-Life with my little sister? She's been bugging me about it all day.
Well, I don't know. I mean, play Half-Life with a girl?
Oh, come on, George. Give her the thrill of her life.
But I was supposed to defrag my hard drive today.
Hello, George.
I guess you're kind of cute. Okay, I'll show you how to play Half-Life.
So that's how he met his wife. Well, what happened next?
You mean, did they do it?
And now, by the power vested in me by this website, I now pronounce you a virtual man and a wife. You may emoticon the bride.
Hurry, George, we'll be late for our web honeymoon.
Alright, just let me check the forums real quick and make sure we don't have any matches coming up.
George, there's a bunch of venture capitalists rushing into our office.
The dot-com bubble has burst. My website, dancingbaby.com, which provides the very useful service of displaying a dancing baby, has crashed.
Indeed, my video piracy site is gone too. No one can download any ROMs.
How'd all this happen then? Oh no, it's Mr. Gates!
I'll offer 25 cents on the dollar for all of your websites.
Say, that's a pretty good deal.
Nah, you don't want that. You remember you had dial-up MSN, how crappy that was? Took you a whole year to download one movie, and if it was crap, you were stuck with it.
But I need to keep my website afloat, as it were.
Well, will you take our GeoCities site? It's small, but it'll get you through.
Only 25 megs storage? Very well. That's better than nothing.
Okay, who's next? Oh, I almost forgot. Mary, I'm real sorry about our honeymoon.
That's okay, George. This is what you do. Go do it.
Wow, that George is a real swell guy. But I guess this means he never gets a brand new website?
No, unfortunately he doesn't. But he sure helped a lot of inessential ones limp along for a couple more years.
I've got a surprise for you, George. Type in this URL.
This address? Well, no website's been here for years. Wait a minute. Wow! Did you do this, Mary?
It's all ours, George. Our very own Counter-Strike server.
Ah, but hey, there's nobody else in here.
Yes, George. We've got it all to ourselves.
Whoa!
And that brings us up to today.
What happened today?
Just listen carefully and you'll hear.
Say, I got an email from our web server. Apparently they didn't get our money. You did send it, right?
I'm sorry, George. Target, they had Wii Fit in stock. I couldn't resist buying one, but I was exactly $50 short.
You damn fool! You'll never even play the thing!
I know!
You're paying Nintendo to stand on your own floor!
I'm sorry!
You know what this means, don't you? It means 404 errors and pages that won't load. Well, I'm not answering the pissed off user emails, I tell ya. I gotta find the money someplace. Need a loan, Mr. Gates. Only $50, just enough to float me for the month.
Oh, sure, I could give you the money. But what happens next month when you run out again? Soon I'll be paying for a whole gaggle of deadbeat losers to sit around in their parents' basement shooting virtual bullets at each other!
Now wait a minute! Some of those people have part-time jobs!
Your site is popular, but you can't pay the bills. You have no ad income, but your domain name is quite valuable. Ha! Your site is worth more dead than alive!
Say, now that's an idea. I'll have to sell the domain name.
Good riddance!
Hey guys, what's going on? Where's Zuzu?
George, we need to buy more bandwidth. The site can't keep up.
Yeah, but if we put in ads to pay for it, the users will complain.
We may have to, dear.
I don't even know why we still have this drafty old website. Why isn't Zuzu playing in the scrim tonight? Why do we have to have all these members?
I got a text from her. She's having problems with her ISP.
Oh, really? Is she now? Well, I'll just see about that. Hello? Is this Zuzu's ISP? Yes, it's George. Now listen, I know Zuzu may not have the best computer. She can't afford a 9800 card, but that's no reason to cut off her internet.
George, what are you doing?
I gotta get out of here. Tell the team I'm not playing tonight. I probably won't play ever again.
Mary, what's wrong with George? Should we send emails of help for him?
Yes, Timmy. Email very hard.
My website's worth more offline than on. It's time to sell.
You don't want to do that, George.
Who are you? How do you know my name?
I know all about you, George. I'm a web administrator at Valve.
Valve, huh? Makers of Half-Life? That's how I got into this mess. I'm broke. The website's gonna shut down. I've ruined everything.
Now, don't say such things, George. Your team loves you.
Team's better off without me. Sometimes, or I don't know, sometimes I wish I'd never played Half-Life.
What do you think, Gabe? Yes, that might work. That'll do nicely. Very well, you've never played Half-Life.
What just happened there? I feel funny.
Your wish has been granted. You've been given the chance to see the world without you playing Half-Life in it.
What the heck? I have feeling again in my right index finger.
Of course you do. You've never clicked a mouse 70 million times now.
Say, where'd my love handles go?
You don't have any, George. You went for walks, got a gym membership.
I need a drink. Come on, Clarence. I think there was an internet cafe down the street. Hey there, boys. Well, what can I get you to drink? Say, Clarence, this is Mario. He hosted my virtual wedding. I've never seen you before in my life, mister. Stop being screwy, Mario. I set up your internet marriage homepage, remember? Marriage page? I run the Nigerian emailer scams.
Oh, dear. Those are illegal.
All right. That's it. Out to you go. Hey, what's happening here, Clarence?
Your website influenced others, George, incredible as that may seem. Without your guidance, Mario succumbed to the sexy allure of internet sin.
My brother! Well, what about my brother?
He never played a game in his life and ended up a doctor making only six figures.
No! That can't be! Our team won the championship! My brother led them to victory!
Every person on that team got pwned because you never got your brother into gaming.
This is nuts! I'm going to check out our website. Maybe I can figure out what's going on with the forums. Well, this is the right IP address, but all I see are porno ads. Where's our site?
It's not there. You never started it.
Then that means, oh no, I'd better email Mary. Invalid address? What's going on? Where's Mary? I am Mary.
She never met you online, George. Things have turned out differently.
What's her email address, you funny little angel?
You're not going to like it.
Where is she?
She's a webcam whore, George.
No! I gotta find her site.
Hello, $5 for the first minute, $3 each additional minute.
Mary, don't you recognize me? It's George. We're in the same Counter-Strike clan.
I've never seen you before in my life. I'm calling the cops.
Oh my God, you're wearing glasses.
Right after I do some heroin.
I gotta get out of here. Clarence, close the Firefox window. Close it!
You see, George, you really did have a wonderful Half-Life.
I want to go back. I want to play Half-Life again. I want to play Half-Life again. What the? It's X-Fire. Somebody knows me on X-Fire!
George, it's Timmy. WTF happened to you? The whole team's here. Why are you AFK?
I'm going to log in right now. Here I come. Merry Christmas, eBay! Merry Christmas, Facebook! Merry Christmas, annoying pop-up ad! Hey! Merry Christmas, Mr. Gates!
Merry Christmas to you, too. Offline! George, I've got a paper here.
I bet it's a notice telling me our website is down. Hurrah! Where's Mary?
They're logging in, George. Just wait, they're logging in.
Who's logging in? Wait a minute, I've got an email from PayPal. What? $5? We've got $5, Mary!
We put the word out on IRC that old George was in trouble and the donations have been pouring in.
Usually I'm against paying for things, but here's a dollar. Merry Christmas!
Here's one for 10, another for 3. LOL!
Well, I guess we can let you keep your website up after all, George.
Oh, this is wonderful! Thank you, Half-Life!
Remember, George, no man is a failure who has online friends.
Who was that, dear?
Ah, some asshole from a website. Come on, honey, let's frag some noobs.